Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Oh, don't you love starting this way? Hi, Kathy. There's a couple people in the room, so I'll just chit-chat until a few more people show up. How fun it has been doing Blog Talk Radio. I want to share with the audience, those who are listening and will not get into the chat room, there's another gal I hook up with. Her name is Char. And she and I have gotten together, and we're doing blogtalkradio.com/California Haunts. And I will be on her show again October 15th. And she and I have had fun. We've put together a webcam show. Last Sunday, we were supposed to be on, and she got called away checking out the Murphy's Hotel for the Halloween conference that we're going to have up there. Not like 200, 300 people, but very comfortable amount of people. And she was going to check out some information. So the webcam will not be this coming weekend, but the following. And the last time she and I did a show, if she comes in tonight, she may have to correct me, but I think we're up to 175 people listening to the webcam show on stickam.com. And so you can find that address at my website, www.nancymance.com, or hers at Blog Talk Radio, or MySpace, California Haunts. What fun we've had. So if any of you wanting to know what I look like in a couple of weeks, you could go to my website, nancymance.com, and click on to find out when the next webcam show will be. And we've had lots of fun. That show was on Lost Souls and what it looks like on the other side of the veil. So we already have a call coming in. One of the stories, things I thought would be a lot of fun tonight, is one we had before, those things that go bump in the night and scare us all. How fun it's been, the change in the weather. Now, I know some of you have had some pretty substantial rains on the East Coast, but one of my favorite topics is what scares us, because a lot of times it's imaginary, sometimes it's what mom and daddy tell us, it's fires. Campfire at night, and everybody's trying to scare somebody else. But what is really scary and what isn't, and what's our imagination, what isn't? So if you have any fun, scary stories, or you want to talk about something, you know, I can't give you a half hour, but if you have a story that takes 2 or 3 minutes at the most four, I would love to hear, because it's the first day of fall, and the weather has changed. It's on the brink of Halloween, and do you know that some of my favorite discount stores have already come out with Halloween? And I thought it was so appropriate. I've just gone to one of the stores. I thought, wow, it's here already. It's here. So just to kick off the season, let's do that bump in the night scary story. I already have a call coming in. And while the chat room gets busy, and you know, I'd love to answer questions, but do me a favor, unless I put my computer glasses on, do start out, at least start out with, there are my glasses, start out with caps. And then I know you have a question for me, or you have a story you want to, and of course I would read it, the chat room. And we've already got 10 people in there, so the room's getting full very quick. Let me answer this question, or see if 909 area code has a spooky story for us. Hello, 909 area code, who's this speaking?
Hello, this is Daniel.
Hello, Daniel. And what state are you in, please?
California.
Oh, it's California. Oh, I'm so sorry. I should have known that. You know, I lived most of my life in California, Sacramento, Roseville, and just recently moved to a town next door to Tombstone, Arizona. So even here, we do have winter. So, Daniel, what kind of story are you going to tell us, or do you have a question for me, please?
I actually had a question, but I do have a scary story, I guess.
Daniel, let me have your question first, because I'm sure that's very important to you. And let's see how it goes and see how much time it takes me, for me to answer it. And then you can tell me your story if we have time, okay?
Okay.
What's your question, where
you see me maybe in like the next few months?
Location-wise or job-wise?
Maybe like school and relationship-wise.
Okay, narrow it down, young man. Where's 909? Where's that city located?
It's Los Angeles.
Oh, Los Angeles. You know, it's so fun to give readings, but this is what I do for a living. And so I give a free question over the line like this. If you could narrow it down, school, work, are you currently working a job where you use your hands?
Sort of. I'm a photographer.
Okay, so that could be where I'm picking up. Are you dating a blonde lady?
What was that? I'm sorry.
Pardon me, are you dating a blonde individual?
No, brunette actually just today.
Okay, so you meet the brunette, date her for a while. I can't promise it forever. She's a strong, assertive personality. You're looking for friendship. But I do see you showing me a blonde-haired lady in the future. So this gal, you know, we women, every 2 weeks we'll color our hair. So if this lady blondes her hair up or highlights it, it could be her. But you're showing me in your mind a lady coming with lighter hair. As far as schooling, you are a photographer now. You do show me interest in school. But the problem is I want your mind to be to it. So if you want to stay in school or you want to continue school or you're changing direction in school, make sure that the choice is solid and that's what you want to do. What do you want to do in life?
Be a photographer.
Okay, that's what I'm picking up, is just photography. So stay with it because I think that's your chosen. I think you'll be real good with it. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Goodbye. Okay, we have a 916 area code. Let me see how I do this. Hang up the 909. Okay, there we go. And we have a 916. Now, in the chat room, if you have a question for me, go ahead and is there any psychics on here? Brittany-October. Kind of want to read the description. We're going to talk about the bump of the night, scary stories. Have fun. So we got 916 area code. That's my old stomping ground in Sacramento, California. Who am I talking to?
Andrea.
I didn't hear your name, dear.
Andrea.
Yeah, hello, Andrea. And what can I do for you tonight, dear?
Hi, I've just been dating someone for about 3 months, and I recently got out of a messy divorce, and I'm just kind of wondering if you saw me having a future with this man that I've been seeing for about 3 months, or if I should leave the door open for someone else.
Both. I think you need to date the man you're with for just a little longer. You're not done karmically with him. And I think what you're going to find out that he's too old a personality, or he reminds you, or there's drawbacks to him already. There is a lighter man with light eyes showing up. I don't see marriage for you right away. It's almost like you're putting your hands up like fingers like in a cross. You're laughing. I know you are. You need a date. You have completely lost yourself, girl. You walk out the front door and not even know what you have shoes on. So you have got to figure out where you're going. That you're so beat up that if you could just have a few flings, remember, discretion, of course, but have someone treat you well, take you out for a nice spaghetti dinner or a steak or whatever. Have a good time. You need to catch up. And you also show me a sense of loss. I don't know if you lost your ring or you lost an outfit or you lost a pound or two. Whatever it is, you need to get you back. And you need to find out what that means, okay?
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about. I heard you laughing, right?
Yes.
Okay, girl. All right.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
Okay. Okay. Got that. Okay. So it says, wow, if I would ever get out of this marriage, I would find myself again. Well, young lady, though I can't pronounce your name in the room, absolutely. Human beings, both men and women, whoever the dominant partner, the other one will have a sense of loss of personality. And what I mean by that is we subjugate ourselves to whoever we marry. And it's the same in a solid marriage or a happy marriage or one that's content. One will always give up. And to not balance the relationship but make it less stressful, have you ever heard the expression the path of least resistance? And if there's a divorce, if the marriage doesn't work, then a lot of times we have to go through the process of finding us again. And there's Walsh. Hello, Walsh. Will my move go? Will we get the place we were looking at? Also, is there anything else you see coming up for me? Such a loaded question. I know what's going on in your life. I do see a move. It's a one-story, squarish kind of looking house. I don't know if it's the one you're getting. I do see a move. I do feel like you will relocate. A new beginning will be there for you, a calmness. So it's almost like the wave crash down on the shoreline, and everything will be much peaceful for you. So I guess that's the best thing that's coming up for you. How's that? Unless you give me something a little more solid, I could just flip it all over your life and not where I should land. But I do feel a move, and you'll be very comfortable after that, okay? Here we have a couple of Brittany's in here, and one gal says, I have a daughter named Brittany. Oh, and you need Christmas. Hello, Black Widow, yes. Well, let's see all the Pisces ladies in here. Guest 2396, hello. Let's see here, Black Widow, Dawn, TKL Star, Brittany, Denise, Pisces Lady, Walsh, Blue Diamond, hello. And unfortunately, some of these names, your kids are so clever, or with your given name, I really apologize. I'll pronounce your name as R-E-S-A-R-E-N-Z-O. And then guest 2311, Judy, Kathy, and myself. And it's so fun. I was speaking to the kids earlier on this window, how much fun I've had with the Blog Talk Radio. Even on a difficult day, sometimes it can be very exciting to get and know all the kids are going to show up. They're going to say hello, and I'm going to ask you answer your questions. And remember, tonight's topic is that bump in the night. What does scare you? And, of course, I'll always answer your questions. And I know you kids, I had one gal calling me actually looking for ideas, and she says, gee, the same kids show up in all the shows. Well, why not? I have a lot of people ask me for readings, and I say, if you want to go somewhere else, go. Get a second opinion, because everybody, and you know I have an engineering background, I'm kind of like a nitpicker. I kind of look at things very closely, but I look at my way. And then you'll get someone with a different approach, and we have to have a good, solid foundation of knowledge, and if it feels better to get two or three different readings, I never have any problem with that. Just qualifies me to have people come back to my site. TKLSTAR, feels like something brewing around you right now. There's only two or three weeks or 2 or 3 months. You do have to go out. You may be looking, but your eyes are closed. So are you afraid, or you're not knowing, or you are anticipant? If you work for a large company, there is one right around the corner from you. If you work in a small business, it's right around the corner. So something within either a few rooms or a few blocks around the corner, and you will get something if you open your eyes. It's almost like it's almost too close, and you're almost overlooking it, okay? Brittany says, Nancy's that little girl going to be found soon. You know, Sylvia Brown, God bless her. She's famous. I'm not. That's the way it is. She got there, and I didn't, because I'm helping all the worker bees of America. And one day, she got herself in a little bit of hot water by saying on a very popular night show that she felt that some of these miners were killed, and then they were found. And then she said something about a boy who'd been kidnapped and that he was dead and he was found. The thing is that this little boy that was hostage for years and years and years, in his mind, he thought he was dead. And that's what I'm going to say with this little girl. The little three-year-old, I think she's gone. But is it because she doesn't recognize her surroundings? I found it very telling that on a particular day, this mother was going crazy trying to get hold of people. It's like, what you could correct me, what, 10, 15 calls to her mother. And because of that stress level, I suspect that the mom had a nervous moment, a nervous breakdown, and she might have lost part of her mind. If the little girl had gone like they're suspecting, or something went wrong, it was traumatic, and there could have been a problem. I don't know. So sometimes it's easier to stay away from it. In my mind, you have to appreciate when I talk to spirit people. I had a gal the other day, she says, oh, who's around me, Nancy? Well, I started describing all these people, and one of them was alive, and it was someone who was visiting, and I'll be darned. So I describe a lot of dead people in this woman's life, but one of them might have been, you know, a real person. So everybody's alive to me. Kathy, one has a scary story. I was going to mention that California Haunts, I'll be on the web show, so you go to my website on the 2 weeks from now, and we had a lot of fun with the last one I was on, not last yesterday because she was at Murphy's in California, but the one before I was on, we talked to lost souls, and we've almost had 175 people listen to that, download it, so it's just very fabulous. I'll be on California Haunts on the 15th, and she and I, and this is another announcement, we're going to start another radio show and get it marketed to some radio. So it's going to be another radio show for Cut Touch Base. And then in about 15 minutes, I'll mention another venture. I'm starting out with my sister. So my sister Bonnie is going to come on and help us out, talk about a couple things. And she comes from the legal world, and she knows a lot about the economy, so you might enjoy that. So, Kathy, if you, okay, there you are. She has a scary story. A group of us used to hang at this abandoned house, and I would never go in. The feeling of it scared me to death. Something evil in it. A few nights, oops, I need to open the window up a little bit. Okay, there we are. Something evil in it. A few went in one night, and the car lights were shining on the upstairs with a truck under the window when all of a sudden the windows were huge from floor to ceiling. A friend of ours looked like he was being pushed, and finally got pushed out of the window and landed in the back of the truck. Whoa! Now you know why I wouldn't go in. Last week I mentioned the energy of discord, regret, even a death would feel very similar to someone who's ultra sensitive. And I have a friend who, a client in Kentucky, who visited her lifelong girlfriend. And when she went into the house that's going to be remodeled for the family to live in, the upstairs back bedroom had such a dense, very uncomfortable feeling. She's very perceptive and very sensitive. And she went, oh my gosh, what do I do? I don't know if her girlfriend, the one who's remodeled the house, even senses it. So everybody, to the degree of sensitivity, clearly, Kathy, your story talks of possibly this young man being pushed by energy. But remember, he had to be perceptive to it to get that push in the first place. Some people can go into a place with 10 spirits trying to touch them and push them. They'll never be receptive to it. So it has a lot to do with how scared you are, if you believe in spirits or you're afraid, where you will feel them. Okay, so that's very important. Okay, let me go down here. A lot of hellos, everybody, and it's very fun to have so many people visit with us. So I'm going to go down. Here's Dawn with a question. I have a coworker that has a wife that is pregnant but is not sure it's his. They were broken up for a while back. Do you have any idea if the baby does do his or someone else's? My first hit was that it was his. But, you know, it could be that if it is his, he will allow it to be all of his. Did they know if it's a little boy or not? Comes in with a very masculine personality, medium complexion with dark hair. So if that's what they look like, Dawn, it could be that's what I'm looking at, okay? My first impression was it was his. But let me get back to you. That's sometimes really hard. Okay. Let's see, going down. K-T-L-S-T-A-R, I don't know what it means, but how interesting name. And just be fair, I have 17 people in the room tonight, a while back. So remember this, young lady, when I described the stand around you. Somebody did email me at the end of the first half hour they came in, and I overlooked the question. So we need to keep the questions kind of like one or two a person, so I make sure to answer everybody's. The gentleman I see around you is 5'9", 5'10". He did die, I don't know, he's 65 to 75, but he has shoulders that are a little softer. The fat has disappeared, so usually that comes around about 65-ish. Thinning hair, soft brown, medium complexion, a soft nose, a little bit of a dip to it. So I don't know if I'm looking at your father or grandfather. Very pleasant looking, not a harsh looking man, no beard or no mustache. Slacks on with a brown belt. I'm either looking at something you'd like to wear or you're buried in. So get back to me, young lady, and let me know. And we do have two callers. So I want to get to area code 304. Oh, and it worked. Okay, area code 304. Who's this I'm speaking to?
Hi, Nancy. It's Linda, Pisces.
Oh, hello there. How fun to hear, have you talk to me. Now, 304 area code, where is that?
West Virginia.
West Virginia. So what's going on, girl? What you calling for?
I called to ask you a question. Well, kind of tell you a story, ask you a question. It's the same situation.
It's the same situation because, like the young man, he had a question and a story, so I don't want to take too much time. So, Glenda, give me your best
time. Right. Well, about 20 years ago, my husband and I lived in this house. And I never slept peacefully in this house. When I did sleep, I would have nightmares. I was always afraid to go into the basement. And in my dreams, well, nightmares technically, I would dream of these people almost, have you ever seen these movies like where they would have devil worshippers, how they would have like hooded robes on? These people would be chasing me in my nightmares. And one night, I had a baby at the time, and I was up, and all of a sudden this man just appeared at my door. And
while you're dreaming, in your dream.
No, no, this has really happened. This man just appeared at my door, and he said, "My car broke down. Can I come in and use your phone?" And I just had the eeriest feeling ever. And I thought to myself, well, I didn't hear him come up the stairs because it had a wooden staircase in this house. And then when I walked over to the door to see where he went to, he was gone. And yeah, I mean, the whole thing was really weird. You know, and I've always wondered to myself, you know, was this house haunted? Something is wrong, was wrong.
Oh, I got to agree with you. Remember the movie Mothman? And in the movie, creepy one of them wrote in here. In the Mothman movie, the main character goes out of town and he often has time that has disappeared. He finds himself on a very isolated, very quiet road, and he stops or he pulls over to the side something. He sees the house, he walks up to it, and the people who answer the door said, "This is the third or fourth time you've come." So we have two things going on. Could be that that is a projection, astral projection of someone who eventually would have come or tried to come, or it was an apparition of someone who died who normally would take on and come to this house. Now, I'm curious, how long did you end up living there?
About 11 months. I told my husband, I said, "I have to get out of this house. I just don't feel," he never felt it, but he just said, you know, he's like, "You're crazy." And I'm like, "No, I just feel weird about this house. I cannot live here any longer."
Well, I'm going to spook you out and everybody's looking. Was this a medium to taller man, straight and down, darker clothes and a little thinner?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, how did I know? And the reason I know, you hear that, everybody? I described him. And the reason I did is because I see spirit people, not always living people. Do you see the difference? Like, I'm what we call a remote viewer, too. And so that's what Shark, California Haunts uses me for. And that's why when you kids just ask me to describe people, I can remotely put my energy. Because I can see him and describe to you what he looked like, then this was a spirit man.
Okay.
You okay there?
Mm-hmm.
You just, I heard you.
No,
just as I
just
said that, man, something knocked over. Oh, golly. I'll let you know. I got two more people, but that was a really good story, and I'm going to confirm it because I'm able to describe him that way, that quick. That means I see him. If I see him, it's a spirit person.
Okay, but you don't feel he was anything evil?
Well, you might have picked up that he was a spirit person not realizing it, and that alone scared you because you knew he was not living.
Okay. All right.
Okay, girl. Wow, that's good. I love those kinds of things. All right. Thank you.
Bye.
And, hey, it works. I always, last week, I had a great guest on. I want to refer you back to last week's show. We had a gal on who has written a book on feng shui. Her name is Kate Casey. Well, I never got into the chat room. Didn't let me. So it was flying blind that night. So now I'm kind of like holding my breath when I hit the buttons. Okay, Black Widow. Hello, dear.
Oh, hello. How are you tonight?
Oh, aren't you fun? It's so fun looking at you girls, kids, riding back to the chat room, and then you call in. I know you're looking at the screen, then you're looking at the. Okay, girl. Listen, I got you on here, hon. So what state are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Okay. Might be difficult with a little bit of feedback. Can you turn the radio down, your computer down just a pinch?
Okay, I'm in a headset. It must be the click to talk. Is it okay now?
Okay, I can hear you. So what can I do for you tonight?
I actually had a visitor last week, well, this past, in the last couple of days, in my room in the evening. Can you tell me anything about that?
I cannot see him, his total form. So were you aware of this by seeing energy or a shadow of some sort?
Yeah, I saw, actually it was blackness covered me, and then my body turned black and bluish, whitish tint.
Like I said, if I can see it, then the spirit person wanted to give form so I can visually, like the lady, Pisces lady. So with you, I see this as a human that has forgotten their identity. So, upcoming identity, but how they looked. Or it was a spirit of a person that at the time of their passing, they didn't particularly like the way they looked. So it could have been someone who unfortunately had diabetes, my loss of limb, or someone that shriveled up from cancer, or it was somebody who was born a long time ago. Now I'm curious, do you live near a larger waterway?
Well, not exactly right next to one, but close to one, yes.
Very close, I would say within a couple of blocks?
Yes, yes.
Now, curious, I would know that. See how I know?
Yes.
Got it? Now, the person that can, I know you're laughing, you kids love this, don't you? Okay, the reason I can do that is I visualize, I put my life force into your room, to you and backed up in your time. That's how a reading is done. I'm a natural, use nothing. So when I go back, you're going to just love this, so don't get spooky on me, girl.
Okay.
The individual that came to you tonight was not family. This was an individual who lived his life on a waterway, and he said he was a scoundrel. He's made up. He's not anymore. He's very lonely. He loved the women. He liked his lady, but he forgot what he looked like. He wants me to think I'm looking at 1800s. This is a man who lived a long time ago. And he says the waterway was his life. And he wants me also to say the waterway that you live near, the route has been changed. So it'll be way fun for you to see that the boundaries of the waterway you live near has been changed. And that's how he's going to let you know that he lived near the water, and he's living near you, and he come over to visit because you're a nice lady. He actually gave you a hug. This is not a bad person. He just really liked the ladies, and what I get from that is he came over and gave you a big old hug, came around your shoulders, put his head on your shoulder, and just went, so this is not a bad person, huh? Did you feel that?
Well, yeah, I knew it was somebody that was obviously trying to connect with me, so.
Yeah, that was not a bad man. This is not, I don't care for this, but I feel like this is not a bad person. He was kind of a scalawag. I don't think he was a pirate, but he was someone that took advantage of people, but he wasn't bad, like a really nasty man. But he does like the ladies, and he does like you. So when you see that indicator, you say, you know, you took one hug from me, honey, you just move on to somebody else's house because it bothers me. And if you do that nicely,
okay,
you will leave. Okay? That is
okay.
Funny.
Thank you. Yeah. Nice. They're laughing about it in chat, too. Yeah. I can share a fun story with everybody. That's good.
Oh, look at you.
All right. Thank you, Nancy.
You hooked up with a dead man. That's funny. I love it. Okay, girl. Bye-bye. Oh, how do I do that? Just love it then. I think the girl, yeah, I can see him all laughing in here. Okay, and then we have one man. He's 626 area code. I wonder if this is Frank.
Well, hello, Nancy.
Well, it's 626 area code, but I do recognize your prefix. So I won't say
if
it on the
right
air, but, well, you know, I have a good memory, and I try to remember. That's how sometimes I know these kids that come on, I recognize it, but it's nice to know when people call, because we have new callers always, new people in the chat room, and it's so fun to think all this show is listened to all over the United States, and I just love it. And, of course, that's why I'm in Blog Talk Radio with Char, stickam.com with Char, And I was on Real Reality Production on Ustream. So that also turned out to be an extra show. But anyway, Frank, how is life? You've got a turmoil going on in your life, and I know that, dear. But is there anything I can answer for you tonight?
Well, let's see now. I've released the pain, all the 4 decades of baggage I've been holding from being raised from my father and abuse, and all the pain with my mother, which contributes from my sister. I let that go last Tuesday, and I'm feeling better now. I really am. And I got
this
a court case coming to... Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
And then now I'm just trying to have a clear mind, and I have a court date the 15th of next month. Yes, next month. And then plus, something told me to go get my father's birth certificate. I was wondering, what should I do with that?
And okay, so
excuse me,
his
death certificate.
Oh, I'm sorry. So can you back, you're like, you gave up the certificate, but can you ask me that question one more time? I'm not sure I knew what you were telling me. What were you asking, dear? One more time, please.
Okay, sure. Sure. Last Friday, I went to the county recorder's office and I asked for my father's death certificate.
Okay.
And I'm planning to take it to court on the 15th. I was wondering, will I need it then, or do I need to do some more research?
I'm not sure you're going to need to get the father's death certificate at that time. If you do, then turn it in. It wouldn't hurt to have it, but I can't get it. That's why I asked you again, because I'm not positive I can get a good feel on why you're taking it. Or if it's necessary, I'm not sure.
I was wondering, maybe my father is giving me a message that I need to look for something, maybe his medical records or
that's not the death certificate, though, unless it's corroborated with what went wrong in his death. Be sure, now, Frank, be careful not to say anything on the air, but remember, we've talked about all this lawsuit, but you've never given me the reason why it's going through. So when you start talking about the dad needing the death certificate there, please don't say anything, but I wasn't sure what was going on. My first call on it was go ahead and get it since you have it. Take it, and they'll clock it in or mark it in. I don't know why, but I'm not sure that it's going to be needed on that day. But for you to turn it in and be, if it's necessary, it's numbered or something. I feel like you could take it and they will take it from you, but I don't think it's necessary that day. It could come up later on, but like I said, I'm not positive, okay? And I want to share something with you since you're on, and this is for everybody that's here tonight. And I believe this, but it's hard for you. There's a show on TV, and I saw the commercial. I don't get to watch much of the serials, but it's about a girl who goes to a psychic. And the lady says to her, you've already met the man you meant to be with. And she says, really? And she says, yes, you've slept with him. And she goes back and she says, oh, my God, which one? So she's searching out the man she's supposed to be with. And it's the same thing that she had to go back. And it's, what's that show on TV, Chuck or something, where he has to go back and forgive everybody and make up? And the same thing as forgiving and asking forgiveness. Sometimes we have to clean the path out from our past to get it right up to this point so that we can go forward again. Meaning, if you have uncomfortable feelings that you've trespassed about somebody's rights or someone has trespassed against you, you need to ask that they forgive you, or you need to ask them their forgiveness. So, Frank, for you to go through and clean up and forgive the people who trespassed against you, when you do go to court, your soul, your energy field is going to be cleaner and lighter, and it'll work towards you, not against you. Because human beings unconsciously will feel and have a perception of darkness around somebody versus those who are light energy as an innocent. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
That's hard to explain to people who are in this arena. I commend you for doing that, and then take the gift of the death certificate with you and clock it into the courts, okay?
Okay.
All right, dear. You're cutting out. All right, Frank, talk to you later.
Thank you.
I can't tell. Okay. Well, that was unfortunate. The connection kind of went bad. Okay. I think I've lost where we were in the chat room. I'm not sure that I looks like I lost some footage, everybody. So I did answer the question on the coworker's wife having a baby. Felt it was his initially, and I gave you a description. And then the fun thing about the dead man, Black Widow. Melissa, my speakers are going in and out with sound. Anybody else? I'll let her know the F5. Type it in, somebody. Okay. Nancy, do you see any info where that little girl, Kaylee Anthony, will be found? Remember, this is hard, so I wouldn't know if I'm seeing where it was last, though I've done this quite a few times. The real problem with the Kaylee is we have to go to the mother of where it could have been, and the only thing they're showing is a lot of wooded areas. So I don't know if it's on the fringe of a mossy area or she's hiding out in an area with a lot of trees. Okay, and I do have a couple of calls, so I want to go here. Do me a favor, remember to go in tap, so I know we have a call coming in. And it looks like we have a Skype. Hello?
Hello,
where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Cincinnati. It always looks like I'm Skype, but I'm really not.
Oh, really? It's all zeros. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really weird because other people thought I'm a Skype caller, too, but I'm really not.
Well, good for you. Well, good for you for coming in. It's kind of odd to see the zeros like that. But Cincinnati, all right, my dear, what can I do for you tonight?
I need to know. My brother is not feeling really well, and I need to know what you think about what's going on with him.
Sure. Do me a favor. I forgot to have you introduce yourself. Just give me your first name.
My name's Melissa.
Oh, Melissa. I think you did give it to me. And is your brother older or younger than you?
He's older.
Okay, and then remember, privacy is important. Just give me the name people call him.
Dale?
When
Gil.
I went to Dale, come
Gil. G-I-L.
Oh, G-I-L, I apologize. I do feel uncomfortable all over, and there is a mild fever in his body. And I really, remember, I'm not a doctor. You kids all know that, right? They're showing me something with circulatory issues, so I don't know if I'm looking at something in his body going through the immune system or something going through his blood. Do you have any idea what the symptoms are?
I do.
And what did I say, and how does it correlate together?
I know what he has. Do you want me to tell you what they've done?
Well, I'm kind of curious why I picked up circulatory or blood, something circling around his body. What's that mean?
Multiple myeloma.
Oh, I don't know what that is.
Blood cancer?
Oh, he has blood cancer. Oh, I don't think I picked that up. So what would be your question for this man?
I want to know if his treatment will be successful. I mean, you can be very honest with me.
Let me answer your question for you, girl. I know everybody's listening. Everybody's holding their breath. The thing about it is your stress level will not allow me to see it. I do not see death in the near future from this. So
okay.
He does not want to leave. So I do feel like he can work at this and survive this bout of it. But his soul, what I need to share with you is right now he says, no, I don't want to. But he's been beat up and he doesn't like it. And he's also a very powerful man. And sometimes these kind of male testosterone individuals, when they get beat bad enough, they sometimes will surrender. So what you want to do is think of every reason why he should live. He's got family, he's kids. Tell him you want to watch him grow old. And
right, because I think
perfect.
Right now he's in the wrong mindset. Like he feels
like
they've diagnosed me with this and I'm dying like in a month. And I'm like, no way. That's
I don't think
they told you.
No, I don't get that either. So that's just what I got through saying. I was trying to share with you that mindset. Like right now, I don't know how new it is. Like I said, he's very strong. He doesn't want it. But I don't want him to lose his strength in his soul. So you need to show him a purpose. And get really, and this is the kind of man you get really sassy with. God damn it. You know, you just, God damn it. And
exactly.
Just get sassy back with him and stop paying whiny and martyr. You know, get real sassy with him and give him a list of all the reasons why he needs to stick around. And tell him his soul needs to want to survive, not just his body. and he will. He'll live a lot longer, but I can't tell you how long because you're so, you will not let me because you do not want to see the end result. Okay?
Okay. Okay. All right, thank you so much.
Best of luck to you. You betcha,
thank
girl.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Tough stuff. Tough stuff. And the thing about diagnosing people, I've done it for so long, I can feel how it looks in the body and what is affected. Like you said, I said blood is circulatory and he has blood cancer. That is not death, Melissa. In fact, one of the doctors in town here that I go to, she has the same, she has a blood cancer, but I don't know if that's what you said. She looks wonderful and she's working full time and she has a normal life. Is that Black Widow stay on here? Is that you, girl? Are you still on the phone, girl? Are you there, Black Widow?
Oh, sorry. Yes, I did. I didn't know you were talking to me live. Yeah, I was just listening because I had no sound. So.
Oh.
I was just hanging around listening.
Okay, so I'll just leave you on the air, and you can continue okay. listening. How's that, huh?
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, girl. Now, Angel Wing, Nancy, do you see my son starting his comic book business and being successful with it? I don't see it yet, but I do see him at a desk drawing. I do see an older man with dark hair, receding hairline, from medium dark brown to black. He looks maybe Italian, European, and he's going to take a big interest. Kind of have a big tummy in the middle. Maybe he wears a big bulky shirt. He does show me him looking at your boy's work. But it is in a private setting, so I don't know if he comes over to visit you, and then he'll help you. Feels more private than in a big industry. So this individual, did I describe someone you know already? Or maybe you get someone to look at his work, and that man will help in some way. Now, as far as being successful, when I saw the word successful, I do feel he'll have to move at least one or two cities or states, because I don't know where you live. If you live in New England, you can't go more east. But they're showing me more east of where you are, where he'll have to make a better connection to make something happen. Okay. And his name was George. Okay, great. The gal says, great business to be and have them start it on eBay. I wouldn't know that. Tyson's lady, which day do you see my daughter having her baby? I think it's a Thursday, so I don't know what month she's having the baby. And Tuesday and Thursday spelt with a T, so I felt like it was a Thursday initially. If it's a Tuesday, I'm off by, what, another one. And happy grandma to you. Okay, that's wonderful. We got 17 minutes left. Okay. Oh, we got 281 area code. Looking down the list. I've had a lot of fun with you guys tonight. Miss Ryder. Can you see my spirit guide? And if so, do they have a mane, M-A-N-E? Oh, you have got to explain that one to me, girl. Is that like an mane on a horse? You know, I've never seen a horse or anything with a mane being a spirit guide. I love it. Let me get the 281 area code so that person doesn't feel like I've ignored them. Hello, who's this speaking?
Hi, this is Alana.
Alana. Oh, man, Alana. These names are just gorgeous. And what state is 281 area code in?
That's in Texas.
Hello, Texas. And, my dear, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if you could see anything about a business that I want to start.
It's a business where you go and rent a space. I see you dealing with the public. The building looks chalk white, and the room where the clients will come in is also a brilliant clean white. So I see people coming into the business. I see you walking around. So because I can describe to you where it's going to be, I only feel like you only have to go short blocks away, not miles, to be more east than north and south. So I do feel like business is a start. Can you give me an idea of what kind of business? Are you in a service-oriented business of some sort?
Well, yeah, actually, it's spiritual. I do chakra balancing and do readings through that.
So you're
going to
greet the public. I see it started in a room that's kind of like 15 by 20. Remember, I don't know, my room here, what is it? This could be a little short, so this is 20 by 15. So I would say 20 by 30, and I see a larger room, very clean. You must be a kind of individual, even though you do spiritual work, that the purity of colors around you are very important. Don't gaudy it up too much. When people come in, they need to have that pure spiritual feeling.
Right.
Okay? Does that work with you?
That's great.
Okay. So, and have you already found the place?
No, actually, we haven't found a place yet. We're still looking at the idea. I have my DBA and talking with people about financing and all that. So.
Yeah.
And
this economy.
You see money coming
in. I was listening to you chuckle. You know, in today's environment, maybe I could be looking at is a place that you rent from somewhere else without getting yourself into a lease.
Right.
With people starting a new business, it takes two, even though you say, well, Nancy, I've been doing this for 2 years in my life, but you've not done it somewhere else.
Exactly.
So do it 2 years somewhere else, not in the safety of your home, because I find that the environment and the energy changes when you change how you do it.
Oh, yeah. So you're like renting out from someone else that's already got an established business or...
Correct. I would do that. And get the feel of being out there, and please take it the right way. I was in this business 2 years working out of my home and doing events all over the state before I left the security of a telephone company job. And the reason is that I wanted to see what it felt like to be elsewhere. And I worked in bookstores, and I worked in the churches I belonged to, Spirit of Grace at Citrus Heights, California. I was given a bug. And I got used to what it felt like so that the stress of needing to make money, the dollar sign would not be on my forehead. That's hugely important, girl. So do it the safe way. If I would encourage you, the first step should be to rent a space, not to lease a space.
Right, okay.
All right, girl. You bet. Best of luck to you. All right. You bet.
Thank you. Many blessings.
Okay. And then I saw someone with cats. Let me see. Much love and peace. I get the name Michael around me. Can you tell me anything about that? You know, unfortunately, I'm not good with names, girl. There is a grandfather bent over, a receding hairline, got thin at the end of his life. The arch in his back from the neck to the middle of his back, he did bend over, but I wouldn't know if that's a Michael. That's a grandfather that is in your life. So let me know who I'm just described. Black Widow. I'm even attracting the dead ones. Aren't you funny? You know, that is funny, but I love it. Okay, I just want to see Denise in Florida. Do you see my father around me? You know, I don't know if I'm looking at him. I even see him, a little bigger man in blonde, light eyes with gray hair, a little taller. So I don't know if this spirit person is visiting you or your father. So, Denise, get back to me, okay? And let me know, and I like the blue color, so I'm answering in that blue, okay? Okay, then I have a 205. Yes, Angeline, yeah, could be. Maybe that man that I described is someone that will help him get into the school. So you need to have him look at the work. Okay, so I want to go to area code 205. And who am I talking to?
Hey, Nancy, it's Heather. Much love and peace.
Oh, hello. And again, even though I've talked to you, girl, even though I talked to your kids before, remind me, what area code is 205? What state is that?
That's Alabama.
Okay. Alabama, dear, what can I do for you tonight?
And you mentioned something about the Michaels. I mentioned that, but I also had a question about maybe, did you see anything as far as me starting a creative, artistic business, anything to do with children or more fashion?
Wait a minute. I did. Just as you said.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm running too much, huh?
Oh, no, you're so anxious. Sometimes you have to pause and just see if I can click into it. Universe, and Heather, I'm going to answer your question, but this is for some other people who may be listening. Sometimes we not have fear, but anxiety. Sometimes I'll get the sense, but not necessarily a reason what you could do as a business. But for you, you're very confident. I do feel that you're very hungry, and there is something coming. But sometimes I can be confused on how you get paid. So Sometimes if it's a nonprofit or a real job, I don't know. They are showing me what I would call scrapbooks with lots of different colors. So I don't know if you teach a class on scrapbooking or you are part of a school and you go in or you sell products. And you said something about children, but I wouldn't know if you're working with children or you're dealing with children items. So what did I say? Did anything I say appeal to you already?
Yeah, very much so. In fact, the funny thing is I started thinking about, I've always thought about that. I was just thinking the last 2 days about doing things that were more like empowering, more like a scrapbook, more towards, you know, like spiritual portion is like making things that kind of empower people by visual, artistic stuff. So that definitely feeds into what I've been thinking about lately.
Okay. So if I pick it up, that is either the direction you're heading or a catalyst that will direct you to something else.
Okay.
Okay, so look at it that way. Well, Heather, it's been fun talking to you. Have a great
thank you,
evening.
Ma'am.
Okay,
you
dear,
too, honey.
Bye.
Take care.
Denise in Florida, I did not describe your dad, but remember how many times I've described people. So even though your father was a shorter individual with jet black hair, and light eyes. I wouldn't know if I've described an uncle. Your father, I did not see him around you and your energy. But this man did show up, and he's very different looking than your father. But I have to also say, if you saw my sister, you'd have a chuckle. My mother's side of family, American Indians, Cowboys and Indians. I'm very dark, almost black hair. And my sister looks like the father's side, the Norwegian. And she's got very, very light skin, blue eyes, and a very, very blonde to gray hair. So and even in one family, you can have a lot of diversity. I have to stay with my description, so you might have a spirit guide around you. Okay, girl. And I don't see, Blue Diamond. I have a 229 area code just came in. Blue Diamond, let me answer your question, then I'll go to 229. Blue Diamond, you've been thinking about a friend, and you want to know if something is going on with him or if something is wrong. You do need to touch base with him. I feel like there is something going on. If he's a spirit person, you would feel it. If you know he's alive, he could be thinking of you. Let me share with you what happened. There is a client calling from Southern California. We had a great session around 2 weeks ago. And then something unfortunate happened Saturday. And about 2 hours before I left the house, between 1:30 and 2:30, I got really sad. It was really strange. And I don't get sad. I get confused like everybody else, and I get twirling around. But I don't get depressed and sad too often. I mean, very rarely. So when something hits me like that, I go, whoa. So I went into my husband. I said, is it someone I know or someone I don't know? And I have a couple people that I know care about going through hard times. And he says, it's someone that just to touch base with you. By golly, the next day I got a call from a lady who was so distressed. So sometimes I get impressed upon by someone who's going to call me and couldn't, but I will feel the energy of it. And I just shake it off because I know it's not me. So for Blue Diamond, you need to get hold of your friend because you've recognized his energy and put his name to it. I do not believe it's you. It is him thinking of you. Okay? All right. That's very, very important. Okay. Okay. So I want to go to 229 area code. All right, 229. Oops. Oh, there you are. Oh, you know,
you're
I...
You're okay?
You know, sometimes... Sometimes I'll click it on, and I'll watch it, and I'll go, oh, it's not coming on. I'm always holding my breath. So who am I talking to?
This is Carrie.
Carrie? Oh, that's an interesting name. And what state are you from?
From Georgia.
Oh, Georgia. Okay. So what can I do for you tonight, dear?
I wondered if I really believe in the power of prayer and the strength of prayer, and I see myself in having so many problems right now that I'm constantly praying and just really asking for help in the same area, which is what I need is to get a job and get back in there. And I have so many people telling me, just spiritual-wise, that I'm doing the wrong thing by asking for the same thing over and over in prayer, because that's showing I'm not having faith, so therefore it's keeping me from having a job. I was kind of want to get their input.
There's two things here. Now, remember, I'm on your side, girl, so just flow with it.
Okay.
The fear of not getting it is also interfering with your asking. I do believe in the word of manifesting, and I also believe the universe works with us to get what we want. So I'm going to ask you to do it this way. In asking for the universe, I want you to project that you will be working, and you will have an opportunity and even a job within a month, and you are waiting for the universe to show you the next opportunity. Because you know it will show up. First, it takes the fear out of your energy, and it also shoots to the universe the positive, I am successful, getting a job energy. And so when you apply, send a resume in, or have an opportunity to meet somebody, or get close to it, the energy will be noticed, and you will be picked up faster.
Okay.
See how I word that? And I rather you ask the universe for help, project success, or use the word praying. It's all the same energy to me.
Okay.
You have a grandfather that's shorter, sprinkles a hair on the top, a little bigger, he was narrow at the nose and then sprayed out just a little bit, a little wider nostril, and he's the grandfather you need to address and say to him, I want you to help me find a job, Grandpa. Do you recognize him?
Well, I was going to ask if you saw if there was anybody on the other side actually trying to help me find the right position, because that's right. I want a place where it's going to be a peaceful place to work, and then I'm going to stay. I'm going to be happy there and be able to help other people, which is what I really
want. Okay, so write that down,
okay. And
then ask for the universe to bring to you the job that you desire. You can't put too many words to it. You just have to write down your intent, what you want, and then ask the universe to show you this job.
Okay. And you saw an older man that was...
Yeah, it's an older man, and... We only got 2 minutes left, so I have to let you go, girl.
Sorry.
And little nostril. Yeah, it's okay. Nostril splattered out a little bit. Hands, the complexion, balding at the top, but not heavy balding, just sprinkles of hair. So he's not real tall, so you need to look at him. He is a grandfather figure.
Okay.
Okay? All right, girl. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you so much.
You bet. 229, Georgia. I just love talking to you kids tonight. Thank you for... trust in me with what's important in your life, and I know you have the opportunity to ask other people, and I really don't care what other people say, because as with anybody else asking you questions to, they will get the impression what you want is that they all line up the same end result, and it's very important. I want to share with you real quick, I only got 2 minutes left. My sister, who lives in Seattle, is looking for an opportunity for both of us. She was a reporter at one time. She got the law. So anybody out there would like more information, I would like to introduce Bonnie. She will come on in a few weeks. Thank you. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. I know it's been fun talking to all you in the chat room tonight, and I should have given Tanny had come in, Lana, CASPER 559, hello. And then Melissa had come in, Moonbeam, Celeria, and then lots of people, YDev22, hello everybody. It's been a lot of fun. I got a couple of new radio shows coming up. We'll get on live radio. My sister's actively looking, and so she's pretty successful. And I will have her on. Her name is Bonnie, and she takes up the Swedish side of the family law. And, of course, my background, engineering, now psychic. NancyMatz.com if you need to touch base with me for more advice, private session. CaliforniaHaunts.org and CaliforniaHaunts.com/ Blog Talk Radio, of course. So Blog Talk Radio, California Haunts, and join me there. And I'll say goodnight to all of you and have fun listening to this commercial created by me.
I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Metz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.